The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Wow, that's loud. The 10th chapter. You can always tell when somebody else has used my microphone. Glory to you, O Lord. The 70 return with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the kids to come on up. Do I not have any? Couple?
You are frightening.
I am frightening. You know what? Let's go back this way. Come over here. Yep, right to here. We're going to come right here, Clara. We're going to come right to here. Do you remember what this is? The baptismal font. Do you remember the rainstorm that we had on Friday? We had a really, really loud rainstorm early evening. And there was lightning and thunder. And when I was a little kid, thunder would scare me. When I was your age, Calvin, the thunder would really scare me. And my grandfather would say it was God bowling. And it was God hitting a strike. And that's the noise you heard. Well, I've since learned that it's not that. But it used to scare me. But I learned that that and those lightning flashes aren't something to be scared of. And God even tells his disciples that he saw the greatest lightning flash from heaven that ever happened. And that at that, you shouldn't rejoice, but that your name, Clara, your name, Calvin, is loved in heaven, is the greatest thing that you two have, and the greatest thing that we all have. Let us pray. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me in heaven. Amen. Go in peace. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So you know when we sat down to prepare for the Sundays to come, the angel Michael and all of the angels popped up. And I said, well, I've never preached those texts before. And they said, well, it's your Sunday. And I said, oh, I'm definitely doing that. I get to preach about my namesake. You better believe it. But it's interesting texts because it's stuff that we really don't deal with in the Lutheran tradition much, do we? We spend our time sort of as an academic faith, able with our doctrine and our confessions to explain much that happens in our life and in our world, but a war breaks out in heaven. A war against angels. Satan is an angel. And rebels and begins a battle against Michael and another group of angels. And so when we hear angels, we can, with pop culture, sort of wrap our heads around angels a bit. We get this beautiful, angelic, sort of pearly white, and halos around the head and little pretty cherubims that fly around and stuff. And we can get our heads wrapped around that. But these angels are in war. They are battling. And they're battling what ultimately become what we understand as demons and Satan. This demonic realm that I don't think we deal with much at all in our tradition. But if we believe that angels are real and that angels are among us and that we have our guardian angel that sort of helps us in these times and maybe listens to us, we have to also agree that demons are real. They're alive and well and active in our life. I believe that demons are real and working today. So what are those demons up to in your life? What do those demons even look like? How do they manifest themselves in your life today? Does it look like addiction? Is it that thing that forces you to do that thing over and over and over again that's detrimental to your life? Is that demon depression that tells you you're not valued enough, you're not valuable, you're not worthy? Is that demon talking at you? Is that demon cancer? Something inside your body that otherwise is healthy eating you away? Maybe that demon is a poor or bad relationship in your life. That this demonic realm is alive and well and attacks us in so many ways. And Michael and his angels are still fighting. Michael and his angels, with the blood of the Lamb, are still fighting these things today. And what does that look like? Maybe it's that addiction that gets fought back by going to AA every week. Maybe it's that depression that gets fought back by going to counseling, by sitting in prayer and asking God to continue to be active in your life. Maybe it's that cancer that gets fought with chemotherapy and doctors and nurses. Michael and his angels are still fighting for us and with us today. And that these holy angels are fighting for that brighter tomorrow, for that brighter now, but that thunder bolt still strikes in the sky. And so the addiction pushes back. The depression pushes back. Sometimes that cancer pushes back. Those poor relationships push back. But Michael and his angels continue to fight, and they fight for us, and they win. They win. They win by the blood of the Lamb. They win through the waters of baptism. They win at this holy table, in this holy meal. They win. In this fight, they win this battle over the dragon, this battle over Satan, over the devil. And over all of these things, Jesus says, do not take your pride, do not gloat over, do not sit on that. But on this one truth, that your name is written in the book in heaven, that through the blood of the Lamb, your name is written in eternity, that God's love is yours forever, and that it cannot be lost, it cannot be defeated, and that even the sting of death has lost its pain, it's lost its power over us, because Michael and his angels have won the day through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so today we get to celebrate one of the great sacraments of our church. We get to celebrate Holy Baptism with Zachary and his family. And we get to see in the flesh, in action, in water and word, how God is present in our lives, how God uses Michael and his angels to continue to fight back all those things that come against us. And we get to see, once again, that our beloved names are written in heaven, and that death has lost its sting. Lord God, thank you for your holy angels. Continue to send them to fight for us, and continue to strengthen us in the sacraments of our church. And in all those ways, those angels show themselves in our life. In your heavenly name, amen.